Lord. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المتين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. We will surely try you, put you in trials through fear, through hunger, and through the loss of your wealth, your lives, and your children. We will try you with these things. Allah tries believers. Anyone who is a mu'min will be tried by Allah. And the greater is your iman, the harder will be your test. And when someone gives a supreme test, when someone gives a test that mankind can be proud of, then Allah wants everyone to see it. Allah wants everyone to know it. One such test was given by Ibrahim and his wife Hajar. And the test was so great, the test was such a supreme test, that Allah wanted everyone to see it. He called everyone for Hajj. And when you go for Hajj, what do you experience? You go through the test that Hajira had gone through and that Ibrahim had gone through. And Allah wants you to remember it and to know it. What was Hajira's test? What was it? She was looking for water. Her baby was thirsty, and she was looking for water. Right? She went around looking for water. She ran between Safa and Marwa looking for water. And the end result is what? Allah gave it to her. She gave the test and Allah gave her the water. So the test ended when the water was found. This was a test that Allah wants everyone to see, that how great this test was. Now I just want you to see how complete is the test of Karbala. How complete is the test of Karbala? The water was never found. You know, Ali Asghar died. The water never came. The children died, the water never came. Friends, Hajj is something Allah wants you to see because it was such a great test. But that test was incomplete because the water was given. Here, ask what Rabab is thinking. When the water came, she said, the test is over. The water came after the test. Ibrahim was tested. And his test was to sacrifice his son. Go and sacrifice your son. We go there. And we go through the process that Ibrahim went through. There are three places that Shaitan came to him and started to stop him, to block him. Right? He started to block him. In every place, Ibrahim threw stones at Shaitan. And we go there to Jamarat and throw the stones where Ibrahim had thrown the stone. Where Ibrahim had thrown the stones. Three times Shaitan came to stop him. And what was Ibrahim saying? Ibrahim was saying, get away from me. Let me do what Allah has asked me to do. Do not try to get in my way. Do not try to get in my way. Three places Shaitan came to stop Ibrahim. But Ibrahim thwarted the attempts of Shaitan. When it came to Hussein to sacrifice his son, Shaitan didn't even dare come towards Hussein. Hussein himself said, go Ali Akbar, go. Go and sacrifice yourself. This was Hussein's test. Friends, Hussein, you know, just, I want you to recognize what is Karbala. What is Karbala? You know, what is Hajj? If you just see it, then you will see when we compare these two places and these two events, you will see the difference, my friends. Hajj, my friends, what is Hajj? Rasulullah made Hajj. He made Hajj. And his Hajj did not end in Makkah, it ended in Ghadira Qum. The Hajj of Rasulullah ended in Ghadira Qum, where he made everyone take allegiance to Ali. He made everyone take allegiance to Ali. So the completion, this is why we have from our Imams, they said, Ikmalul Hajj Liqa'ul Imam. He said that the completion of Hajj, when Allah says, Atimmul Hajj wal Umrah in the Quran, what does it mean? Complete your Hajj and Umrah. What does that mean? Imams have explained, Itmamul Hajj Liqa'ul Imam. That the completion of Hajj is meeting your Imam. Hajj is complete when you meet your Imam. Rasulullah brought everyone to the Kaaba and then he let them meet their Imam. This is your Imam. The height of Hajj is that you meet your Imam. And when you meet your Imam, when you give the test of Hajj and meet the Imam, then the test of Karbala begins when you give your life for the Imam. Now imagine what is Karbala. Imagine what is Karbala and what is Hussein. Who is Hussein? Right? Who is Hussein? You know, Adam was removed from heaven. Adam was made for earth. He was lived in heaven for some time. And Allah sent him to earth. But the separation from Allah was so hard on Adam that he was in grief for 1,000 years. He cried. How much Adam cried that his eyes had become hollow through tears. How much did he cry, became hollow, he was in so much grief. Until Allah sent the angel to remind Adam. It says, فَتَلَقَّ آدَمُ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ. Allah gave the names to Adam. He said, give the names to Adam. Jibreel came and to Adam, he said, Adam, read this. Adam is in grief, he's in depression. He said, read this, first name. He says, looked at it. He says, Ya Mahmood, Bihakki Muhammad. When he read that, there was a relief that came over Adam. Meaning a relief. He read the name of Muhammad and a relief came over him. Jibreel said, read the next name. He says, Hada Ali wa Antal A'la. He said, this is Ali. He read the name of Ali and that relief turned into joy. It turned into joy and he felt better. Jibreel said, read the next name. He read the next name. Fatima. When he read the name of Fatima, then a peace came over him. He was in complete peace. He said, I feel peace. Harmony. I feel as if I am relaxed. There's no worries. He said, read the next name. He read the name of Hassan. And Adam started to laugh. He was in so much joy that he began to laugh. He said, these names have such an effect on me. There is relief. There is calm. There is peace. There is joy. There is laughter. And Jibreel said, read the last name. He read the last name. And right away, he felt anxious and worried and began to cry. Friends, you know who Hussein is? He said, why am I crying? Why I feel anxious? Why do I feel this way? He said, because this is the name of Hussein. The name of Hussein is that name that makes everyone remember that which Hussein is going to go through. You know what Hussein is, my friends? If we have the ma'rifat of Hussein, then we would be thankful to Allah. That Allah, we thank you. We thank you so much for giving the blessing of Hussein to us. For letting us know who Hussein is, we thank you for Allah. You know, angels, they pray to Allah. They pray to Allah for a long time. Angels who pray for 1,000 years to Allah, when they finish the 1,000 years, Allah said, Allah will give them a prize. He said, I will give you a prize, a reward. They don't need reward. They don't want. They said, I will give you a reward, but it's your choice what you want. And everyone will pray 1,000 years. And when the time will come for reward, when the time will come for a prize, Allah will ask them, it is your choice. What do you want? You can choose whatever you want. And all the angels would say, we want to know who said this. Hussein is the prize of 1,000 years of worship. Knowing Hussein is that prize that Allah gives after 1,000 years of worship, then you have the right to know who Hussein is. Allah has blessed us with the knowledge of Hussein. My friends, we need to thank Allah that Hussein's ma'rifat is in our hearts, his love is in our hearts. Allah, we thank you for this love that has kept us alive, given us a life, given us the life here in this world and in the hereafter. You know, Hussein, my friends, Hussein, this is Shahme Khariba. Hussein is no more now. Hussein is not there. Hussein is not there. Now after Hussein died, just a few words so that you remember those scenes that happened in Karbala. Hussein, you weren't able to see those scenes. You weren't able to witness what happened. You weren't able to see that. But let me describe to you what happened, Hussein. Hussein, let me describe to you what happened. From the eyes of Zainab, from the eyes of Zainul Habideen, from the eyes of Sakina, let me describe to you what happened. When Hussein's head was cut off, and Hussein was slaughtered, and everyone began, they took the head of Hussein, they put it on a spear, and they raised it and started dancing with the head of Hussein. They started to dance with the head of Hussein while the drums were beating. The drums were beating and they were dancing with the head of Hussein. Zainab saw that. She came to the body of Hussein. She came to the body of Hussein. And Hussein, you know what she said? See what Hussein had said, my friend. When you want to give a test, learn from Zainab how to give a test. She gave her brother in the way of Allah. She gave Hussein in the way of Allah. She comes to the body, takes the body in her hand, and says, Allahumma taqabbal minna hazal qurban. Allah, accept this sacrifice. Ajrakum Allah. Shame Ghariba. You know what Shame Ghariba means? This is the night when Ahlul Bayt have become Ghareeb. Ahlul Bayt have become Ghareeb. Ghareeb are those people who are strangers in their own land. They have no helpers, they have no aid, they have no one to ask anything from anyone. This is Ghareeb. When you say Ghareeb, this is someone who doesn't have anyone to ask anything. Tonight is the night when Ahlul Bayt have become Ghareeb. This is that night, my friends, when Imam Hussein was killed. Then right away, a few things happened, and let me describe them to you in different places. The army was big. It wasn't in one place. It was a very big army. And they all went in different places and did different things. And it is noted in history what they have done. So I'll just describe different things that happened at one time right after Hussein died. One group, they came to Imam Hussein. They came to Imam Hussein's body. They saw his body. One person ripped off his clothes. One person ripped off his clothes. Another person saw the ring on his finger and chopped off his finger. Then they started to mutilate his body. Until Hussein could hardly be recognized. One group went towards the tents of Imam Hussein and they started riding towards them. As they started riding towards them, the women in the tents were scared. Fizza had already informed them the army is coming towards the tents. They were expecting it, they knew it. There was helter and skelter in the tents. One of the persons says, we were dashing towards the tents. When Hussein had died, we were dashing towards the tent and we saw a young boy come outside the tent running. He was crying. He was confused. He didn't know where to go. He was scared. There was fear in his eyes. I saw my friend who was with me. He went towards the boy because he saw something on him, a handbag or something. He saw something on him. He went towards him. He was just a little boy, not even 3 or 4 years old. He was scared and looking up. He didn't know where to go. No one is there to answer his calls anymore. He went towards them. He said, I saw him. And he went there. He took out his sword. My friend took his sword out. He went towards him. He tried to hit him from his head. But the boy juked and he went away from him. Then he turned his sword sideways and he cut off his stomach. Made him into two pieces. They came towards the tents. When they came towards the tent, they started running in the tents. Anything they could find, they started taking. Anything they could take, they can take. They were looking for things. When they took all the things, because there were many people coming in and in, and the tents were emptied out. Now the only thing left were the women. They looked at the women, and they started taking the things that were on their bodies. They started taking the things that were on their body. You say, Abbas, do you see what's going on, Abbas? Where are you, Abbas? Don't you see what is going on? What is happening to Zainab and Umm Kulthum? Come, Abbas! Help them, Abbas! So, you know, then one group, when they saw that the tents were looted and everything was taken, whatever the woman had, they took. They even took whatever they were wearing on their heads, they took it off. Just with their bare clothes on their back. The women are terrified hiding in the tents. They're terrified hiding in the tents. They don't know what to do. Do you leave? Do you stay? Where do we go? No one is there to answer the question. They're terrified. They don't know where to go. Rasulullah, let me invite you also. Let's see how your ummah and your nation is giving reward for your work. You worked hard to show them the way of guidance. You worked very hard, Rasulullah. We testify you did jihad. We testify you established prayers. We testify you gave zakat. We testify all these things. And when it came to your reward, now I want you to see how your nation gave you reward for your work. See how they gave reward. How was the reward given to Rasulullah's family? Ajrakumullah. Ajrakumullah. You know, a person, he said that, Hamid ibn Muslim said, I was looking and I saw this person from the army who was looking for something to take, to anything that he could get his hand on, something of value. And I saw this girl and she was scared, as all the children were scared. They didn't know what to do. She was scared. And he came up to her. He said, give me your earrings. Give me your earrings. The girl said, go away from me. You cannot touch me. She's just 4 years old. Hamid ibn Muslim said, I don't know who this was. Maybe an orphan. Obviously an orphan. All the men were dead. And then the person said, give me your hearing. She did not. She was taking time. So he went towards her, grabbed her by the ears with all his strength, and pulled her earrings off. Pulled off those earrings. She cried out in pain. She was crying. The blood from her earlobes was dropping on her shirt. Her shirt was filling up with her blood and she was crying her tears. Her tears mixed with her blood falling on her shirt. Terrified and in pain, she's crying. And then I saw this person. He was also crying. He was also crying. I said, why are you crying? He said, who would not cry for the grief of Ahlul Bayt? He said, if that's the case, why are you giving them grief? You are the one who pulled the earrings off. He said, well, what happens if I don't, someone else will. You say, Ya Abu Abdullah, Hussein, Ya Abu Abdullah, Hussein, Ya Abu Abdullah. Cry, my friends, cry, you know, because Ahlul Bayt were not allowed to cry. Sakina was not allowed to cry tonight. Ahlul Bayt were not allowed to cry. They went through this whole tragedy. Now, when that was done, when the stealing was done, then the orders came. Two orders came right away. Two orders came from Ibn Sa'd. The first order that Ibn Sa'd gave, was put all the bodies together. Behead the bodies, put all the bodies together. We are going to trample these bodies. Take the horses out. You don't want to spend time. I don't want to spend any of my energy trying to do something. No, bring out the horses. Let them do the work. Let them do the work. You know what happens when a horse steps on you? When he steps on your body, the weight of the horse and the hoof will go inside your flesh. Right? It will break your bones because they're so big, they're so heavy, it goes inside and breaks your bones. Obviously, all the martyrs are dead, but this was done so that they could be humiliated. So that they could be humiliated. For the Arabs of the time, it was the highest form of humiliation. You know, you can kill us, but do not do anything to our body. Do not do anything to our body. That we will not tolerate. That we will not tolerate. Understand this. That we will not tolerate. So what happened? You know what happened? These people, they got the bodies together. And you know, the first tribe that opposed this and protested was the tribe of Hur. Hur's tribe said, beware, listen, you cannot, listen, you killed Hur, that's fine. He went on that side, okay, he deserved to be killed. But we will not allow you to trample his body. Umar ibn Sa'd saw that the whole tribe of Hur is opposing him. He doesn't want any fight. He said, okay, take him away. Take him away, we don't want to fight. Habib ibn Mazahir's tribe came. They said, we will not tolerate Habib being slaughtered, trampled upon. No, that will not happen. Take him away. Umar Sa'd, take him away, take him away. Get the rest of the bodies together. Someone else, tribesmen came and said, no, we will not allow this. Everyone started to shout. Then Umar ibn Sa'd changed his order. He said, all right, listen, anyone who claims anybody anywhere in this land, they can take the bodies away. We don't want to fight with anyone. We'll only trample someone who has no claimant. No one is ready to claim responsibility for his body. Everyone started taking away the bodies. Anyone who's related to anyone starts to take away the body. Anyone who feels responsible, no, he's from our family, we'll take him away. Even if he's a distant relative, we'll take him away. We'll take him away. They were taking everyone away. Abbas was also taken away. By Umm al-Marid's family, he was taken away. Akbar was taken away by his mother's family. You know, everyone was taking away everyone. And when everyone was finished, the only body left was Hussein's body. No one in the Ummah of Muhammad is ready to claim Hussein's body.
Hussein is Muslim. Hussein is very lonely. No one is ready for him. No one wants Hussein. Hussein, can I say something? Can I say something? Maybe this will, maybe we will give this pledge right now. Zahra, if they don't want Hussein, we are here. We want your son, Hussein. The second order that was given by Umar ibn Sa'd, the second order, he said, burn the tents. Burn the tents. Whose tents are these? This is the family of Rasulullah. This is the house of Rasulullah. Whether it's made from bricks or whether it's made from cloth,
this is the house of Rasulullah. And he's saying to burn it down. Allah speaks in the Quran and says, if you want to come around the house of the Prophet, lower your voice before you come. Do not speak loud. This is the respect of Rasulullah's house. Allah says, beware, do not come around the house of the Prophet with arrogance and attitude. No, lower your voice. Don't speak loud in front of his house. This is the respect of his house. Umar ibn Sa'd is saying, burn the house, burn those tents down. When the army heard that, they started coming towards the tents with fire. They started burning the fire. The ladies are inside the tents. Ladies are inside the tents. Children are in the tents. Ladies are going from one tent to another, running from one tent to another. What can they do? Where should they go? They end up in the tent of Imam Sajjad. They end up in the tent of Imam Sajjad. They come to his tent and say to Imam Sajjad, "My Sajjad, wake up." Zainab says, Sajjad, wake up. Ali, wake up. And he wakes up. He says, what is happening? He says, listen, either we stay in the tent and all die, or we go outside without anything on our heads. Everything is taken away. Now all we have to hide ourselves is our own hair. What should we do? Should we go outside without our hijab? Or should we stay in and die? Imam Sajjad, welcome to Imamat. The first thing Imam Sajjad is asked. Imam Sajjad's Imamat starts. Imam Sajjad gives his first ruling. He says it's wajib to save your life. When he said that, everyone started running out. The children and the ladies running out, beating their hands. Wa Muhammada! We have been kicked out of our homes. Rasulullah, we have been evicted. We have been kicked out of our home. We are homeless now. We are homeless now. All the ladies, they go out. The children go out. Everyone is going out. And you know, Hamid ibn Muslim again says, you know, I saw all the ladies come out and the children, and everyone was crying. They were saying, Wa Muhammada, and they were crying and they were coming out. I looked at this scene, like, what's going on here? And the tent, they came out of a burning tent. The tent was still burning. And I saw a woman go inside the burning tent. She went inside the burning tent. I want to see what's wrong with her. Let me help her. Maybe she doesn't want. Maybe her haya is too much. She doesn't want to come out. They don't understand. Now it's not a matter of haya. It is the hukum of the imam. When the hukum of imam comes, there is no haya. Imam has said to go, then you have to go. Zainab would have died in the tent if Imam Sajjad did not send her out. But when she went out with the kids and everyone, she went back in the burning tent, came out, went back in risking her own life. He saw, I said, I went near to see what was going on, and I saw her carrying a young man on her back, carrying him outside the burning tent. I won't be long, my friends, inshallah. You know, we will leave here
soon. Alhamdulillah. You have mourned Hussein. You have cried for Hussein. You have beat yourself for Hussein. You have spent yourself for Hussein. May Allah give you ajr. May Allah fulfill your hajat. May Allah make your risk increase. May Allah make your tawfiqat increase. May Allah make you those who are the helpers of the Imam. Ameen. I ask Allah today for the sake of those who died in Karbala. Allah, give your shafa to everyone who's here. You have done mourning. You have cried for Fatima's son. And I promise you, this is my promise, I'm saying with a guarantee. I promise you, Fatima will take care of each and every one of you. You know, but you know, you cried, Alhamdulillah, may Allah reward you, all my friends, you know. Soon, you will go out the door towards your cars. You'll go out the door towards your car. The mourning will end, the crying will end. You'll go outside. And I see one thing, when you are going outside, when you're going outside that door, all I see is this. I see an old mother going after you, saying, "May Allah be witness that this is a cry. This is someone who cried for my son." One more thing, my friends, and inshallah, you will soon leave, you know. And when you leave and you get back to your home and you sleep in your bed, remember that Ahlul Bayt had no bed tonight to sleep on. They didn't have any bed to sleep on. Their bed is a desert. The ground of Karbala. Zainab and Umm Kulsum, scared children, scared, frightened. They gathered them together. They're not just frightened. They are so frightened that they really don't know what to think and what to say now. Really don't know what to do, what to say. They are just like lost now. What happened today? It's just been one day. You know, the night before, everyone was there. Every light of the house was there. Ali Akbar was there. Qasim was there. Abbas was there. You know, one day and everyone is gone. It's not easy to cope with. It's not easy to cope with that. You know, it's very difficult to cope with that. These children have to cope with that, and Zainab is the one comforting everyone. She puts everyone down, and then she sees someone riding towards them. Someone is riding towards them. She sees them. They come. There's a group of people coming. She sees them coming towards them. She goes forward to see what's going on. And they said, "We come in peace." Zainab said, "What do you want from us? Who are you?" She said, "I am the wife of Hur." "What do you want from us?" He says, "Nothing. We brought some water for you." Too late!
Those who needed it have died. The wife of Hor said, but there are children here, they're thirsty. Give some water to them. Zainab gathered everyone together and said, make a line here so that I may give water. Sakina, when she took the water, she said, who is this for? She said, Sakina, you are the youngest. Take it, Sakina. You're the youngest, Sakina. Take it. Sakina, you know how when she looked at that water, what must have gone through her mind? What must have gone through her mind? I mean, it's like she wants to drink water now. How many dear ones and how many loved ones she has lost because of this water? Her uncle Abbas is no more because of this water. She looks at that water. She sees the image of Ammu Abbas. She sees the image of her father. She sees the image of Ali Asghar. And she starts running towards the battlefield. Zainab says, Sakina, where are you running to? Drink the water. She says, no, my brother is thirstier than I am. Let me give it to my brother Ali Asghar. Zainab and Umm Kulsoom had a hard time trying to put everyone together, lay them down on the ground. There's no tent above them, there's no roof above them, no protection, nothing. Now they are on the bare ground, the bare earth. Nothing is there. Everyone, they get everyone together, put everyone together there. As they put everyone together, counting the heads, Umm Kulsoom is everyone here. She looks around. It seems like everyone. Zainab looks around. Someone is missing. Someone is missing. You know, after what they went through tonight, Zainab, her heart went through so many roller coaster rides today. I mean, going up and down, pacing, her pulse pacing sometimes, seeing things sometimes, so many things she has gone through. But when she realized who was missing, her heart stopped pounding. Her heart stopped right there. She said, how can we miss Sakina? She is the only trust Hussein gave to me. My final words, my brothers and sisters, give your condolences to Fatima and the Imam of your time. Give your condolences to them. Sakina is missing. Zainab and Umm Kulsoom look at each other. They start running towards the battlefield. Sakina, where are you, Sakina? Sakina, where are you, Sakina? You are lost. Where are you? Say something, Sakina. Allah help us. This is one of those times Zainab was so afraid that she turned towards Najaf and said, my father Ali, your Zainab needs your help right now. I can use him up. Hussein's amanat. Hussein's trust is lost. Where does the guiding light come? In the dark battlefield. There's no light to go by. They go from one body to another. One body to another. They see a body with a spear in the heart. This is not the one. They go forward. They see a body with no hand. This is not the one. Until they come to a body that is so mutilated. So much harm. So much injured. So many wounds that they didn't recognize the body, and they saw Sakina lying on top of the body. Say, Father, where have you gone, Father? Thank you.
Go stay.